Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Where are you?
I'm on the mid-north coast, just north of Foster. And Foster is spelt with an R, by the way, F-O-R-S-T-E-R. I notice a lot of people don't put the R in.
Yes, well, it'd be very confusing. Oh, well, I suppose
it is confusing.
Yes.
Anyway, it's a beautiful area. Dolphins in the lakes, or sorry, out at sea, and oysters in the lakes around here. The lakes, Mile Lakes, Wallace Lake, Smith Lake, have the most beautiful oysters. I had a dozen the other day. They're really juicy and creamy, and actually they're in season here at the moment, and they're just magnificent.
Are you the one who has a daughter who won't eat any seafood at all but does like oysters?
Yes. Well, now, oysters, indeed.
Mm. The Pacific Oyster Mortability Syndrome, it's called, has wiped out millions of oysters in the Hawkesbury River, but they're still fine up at Foster, right?
Oh, no, they're fantastic here in the lakes, yes. Oh, poor things down there in the Hawkesbury. I feel really sorry for them. And actually, with all this rain we've been having and all the mud, you know, coming down the rivers and going out to the sea and getting into the lakes, it's a tricky, risky business, oyster farming. And so I take my hat off to them.
Okay.
So I'm on the mid-north coast, and I've been travelling around quite a bit. As I said, I've sort of been down around that Mile Lake area. On Sunday, I went out to Sugarloaf Point, and there's a lighthouse out there. It was the most sensational day because the sea was so choppy and it was really coming up. And then went round to Bluey's Beach, which is where people, lots of surfers, they love to go, and Seal Rocks as well. Just magnificent, but very choppy the other day, as I said. But I've been following an app. It's called the Pacific Coast app, and it actually extends from Sydney to Brisbane. And if you download it and put it on your smartphone, it gives you lots and lots of information, all the trails and itineraries along the way, Aboriginal stories, places to stay, and all the things that you must see and do, including, of course, food and wine along the way. And one thing I wasn't aware of is that along the Pacific Coast there are at least 40 farmers markets, which is incredible. Oh. And, of course, they're open on different weekends. And yesterday we went up to Port Macquarie as well. That's a very thriving, booming town. Some very good eateries up there. There's a terrific restaurant called the Corner Restaurant, the Cassegrain Winery, the Innislake Winery. And a little bit further north is Ricardo's Tomatoes, where we went and we picked some magnificent tomatoes yesterday, and they also grow strawberries. And even as you're walking down towards the strawberry shed, you smell this magnificent sweet perfume wafting out of the sheds.
Now, did you watch MasterChef? Did you have time to watch MasterChef?
I caught it on Sunday night because they were doing the Sunday roast, and I must say I felt a bit sorry for Tracy. She got roasted because of her Yorkshire puddings, which Marco Pierre White told her looked like a car crash.
Would you like?
And he kept saying, "You have forgotten the romance of the dish."
Are you doing a roast for your recipe?
No, I'm not today. No, in fact, because I went to Ricardo's Tomatoes yesterday, as I said, just north of Port Macquarie, I'm giving you a recipe for slow oven roasted tomatoes with a sprinkling of fresh thyme leaves over the top and a bit of salt and sugar on them, and combining them with that beautiful milky cheese that I just love. The burrata, the milky mozzarella cheese, on a toasted piece of sourdough. So it's a burrata bruschetta.
Yes.
With oven roasted tomatoes, which you can get from, which I got from Ricardo's yesterday.
Sounds lovely. Now, let me just tell you, MasterChef last night rated in the 100s, except right at the end it got to just over 200.
Uh-huh.
At the same time on Channel 7, My Kitchen Rules rated up to 756,000.
Yes, I think I heard that. I think there were 2.2 million viewers of My Kitchen Rules last night. Well, I'm sorry I didn't get to see it. I wasn't one of those viewers, so I'll better have a look next time.
Nor I usually watch the ABC on Monday nights.
Yes, so Monday night's the best night for the ABC, yes. But anyway, just one thing I wanted to say about MasterChef Professional, that standing in front of Marco Pierre White is rather like standing in front of a priest, I thought the other night. And has this become the new religion?
Well, there's not too many endorsing it at the moment, according to those ratings.
No. All righty. Well, look, my recipe is on my webpage, sheridanrogers.com.au, and it's for that lovely burrata bruschetta with the oven-roasted tomatoes. And that is a romantic dish.
And I'd stay... Oh, that's right. We've got...
We've got Valentine's Day coming up.
Stay where you are. The weather's dreadful down here.
Actually, it hasn't been great up here, but the sun is shining now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.